Today we want to think on the subject of Paul's prayer for practical Christian living. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, we read, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." Now, we mentioned before that there were false teachers trying to pull the Christians away from the Lord. And the false teachers that had come to Colossae attracted people through their offer of spiritual knowledge, but they did not relate this knowledge to life. In the Christian life, knowledge and obedience to the Lord go together. There is no separation between learning Scripture and living what it says. The wisdom about which Paul prayed was not simply a head knowledge of deep spiritual truths. True spiritual wisdom must affect our daily life. Wisdom and practical intelligence must go together. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6, we read, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." Some Christians become so intoxicated with studying the deeper truths of the Bible, as one writer said, they get so smart they become dumb. They get detoured from practical Christian living. Instead of getting burning hearts of devotion for the Lord, they get big heads and start creating problems in their homes and churches. Instead of exhibiting a sweet spirit, they become sour and critical. All Bible truths are practical, not theoretical. If we are growing in knowledge, we should also be growing in grace. So first of all, let's think of Christian living is practical. Two words summarize the practicality, the practicality of the Christian life. And those two words are walk and work. The sequence is important. First, there must be wisdom, a knowledge of God's word. And then we need to walk or live according to what God's word says. And then we need to work or serve the Lord, do his work. I cannot work for God unless I am walking with him in fellowship. But I cannot walk with him in fellowship if I am ignorant of what his will for me is. The believer who spends time daily in God's word and prayer will know God's will and be able to walk with him and serve him. After all, our purpose in life is not to please ourselves, but to please the Lord. Notice Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called." Now notice Paul said to them, walk worthy of your calling or the vocation where you are called. And then in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, we read, "Only let your conversation or your conduct be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs or the life that you're living, that you stand fast in one spirit, in one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." Let your conduct be as it becometh the gospel, Paul said, or worthy of the gospel, or according to what the gospel teaches. Now, another scripture in 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 12, it says this, that you would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. Now notice he said, walk worthy of God. And then in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 1, he says, "Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us or been taught by us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more." So he said here, walk to please God, and let it be increasing that you more and more you are pleasing him greater. Now, secondly, the Christian life is fruitful. The Christian life is fruitful. Notice again Colossians 1, verse 10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Now notice, being fruitful in every good work. It is not we who work for God, it is God who works in us in knowledge. In knowledge, we should also be growing in grace. Excuse me. And we should work. God works, who works in us and through us to produce fruit. Now, in Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, we read, "Wherefore, my brethren, as you have always obeyed, as in my presence only, but much more in your absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure." Christian service is the result of Christian devotion. The work that we do is the outflow of the life that we live. It is by abiding in fellowship in Christ that we can produce fruit. And God must make the worker before he can do the work. God spent 13 years preparing Joseph for his ministry in Egypt. And God spent 80 years preparing Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. And Jesus spent 3 years teaching his disciples how to bear fruit, and even the learned apostle Paul needed, so to speak, a postgraduate course in Arabia before he was able to serve God with effectiveness. A newborn baby can cry and make its presence known, but it cannot work. A new Christian can witness for Christ and even win others to the Lord, but he must be taught to walk and learn God's wisdom before he can be placed in an office of responsible ministry. God's wisdom reveals God's will, and as we obey God's will in our walk, we can work for him and bear fruit. And we will not just occasionally serve God, we will be fruitful in every good work. Now, thirdly, Christian living involves growing spiritually. Then we see a blessed byproduct of this experience. Increasing, the last part of verse 10 says, increasing in the knowledge of God. As we walk with the Lord and work for him, serve him, we will get to know the Lord better and better. Our Christian lives desperately need balance. Certainly, we get to know God better as we pray in our private rooms and as we meditate on his word. But we also get to know him as we walk in fellowship in our daily lives and as we work to win others and help God's people, fellow Christians. Worship and service are not competitive. They must always go together. When Jesus was ministering on earth, he retired to pray. Then he went out to serve. As we spend time with the Lord, we get to understand him and his will for our lives. And as we go out to obey him, we learn more and more. Practical obedience means pleasing God, serving him, and getting to know him better. Any doctrine that isolates the believer from the needs of the world around him is not spiritual doctrine. Evangelist D.L. Moody often said this. He said, every Bible should be bound in shoe leather. And now D.L. Moody did not mean that our Bibles that we carry, the covers should be made of shoe leather. No, what he meant was everything that we read in the Bible, we should live, we should walk according to it. And that's what he meant when he says every Bible should be bound in shoe leather. And the Apostle Paul agreed with this. Paul prayed that we might have spiritual intelligence and that this intelligence might result in practical obedience. Let me once again, in closing, read Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So he prayed that they would know the will of God in the scriptures. But notice then he says that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, so that their lives might be lived in obedience to what God's word says. And then he says, being fruitful in every in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So he says, he prayed for them that they might know the word of God, that they might know the will of God, that they might serve him, and that they might bring forth much fruit in their lives, and that as they do that, that they would increase more and more in the knowledge of God, so that as they read and as they walk with the Lord and as they serve the Lord, they would continue to get to know Him and His will more and more and more. That would become a daily process in their lives. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the privilege of knowing You, and we thank You for the privilege of looking into Your Word. And Father, I pray that this would be true in each of our lives, that we would study Your Word and learn Your Word, and then we would live in obedience to Your Word, and that we would faithfully serve You. And also that as we do that, that we would become very fruitful in our lives. And Father, that we would increase more and more in our knowledge of You and of the Scriptures. And we ask this in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.